Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Who needs a Louvre update?
Yes, please.
Okay. As of yesterday, there were two arrests. There have now been five more.
Well, I thought there were only four ne'er-do-wells.
The arrest total is now at seven. Five more suspects have been arrested in connection to the Louvre jewelry heist earlier this month, during which an estimated $102 million worth of French crown jewels were stolen, bringing the total number of arrests to seven. Paris prosecutor Laura Bacou confirmed the arrest during an interview with French radio station RTL. Of the five new suspects, one was identified through traces of DNA found at the crime scene. So now it looks like we have three of the four, okay? But we also have four others who were not at the crime scene.
What if you were just a guy that happened to be walking through that exhibit the day prior?
She also said that the stolen jewelry has not been found.
She gone.
The Epstein files will be released before that jewelry is ever found. Unless that is the one Trump card, no pun intended, that they are holding. Lower our sentences, the crimes that we're charged with, we will tell you where the jewels are.
I'm still sticking with my running theory that these people aren't even close to the people who planned this heist.
You think it goes way higher up?
Oh, yeah.
That pyramid goes way higher up in the air?
I think those jewels were dropped off from the ladder truck immediately, and they were dropped off to a third person. And they're long gone. But I do like to watch heist movies, so maybe.
Well, when the movie is made about this, once they get everything figured out, and they will, once they get everything figured out and they make a movie about the Louvre heist.
Oh, it's happening.
Oh,
listen to this.
Oh, it's going
to
be good.
Listen to this today from the New York Times. There was a couple inside from Indianapolis, Holly Barker and her husband Jake from Indianapolis. We're third in line as the Louvre opened that day, okay?
All right.
It was 9:32 when Ms. Barker stepped inside the gilded hall and took a photo. As Ms. Barker stopped to admire a wedding gift that Napoleon had given his second wife, a necklace glittering with 32 emeralds and 1,100 diamonds, she heard the first of three loud bangs. It was 9:34, and masked thieves were about to barge through the window. The room froze, she said, suspended for a moment of confusion, according to her husband, who locked eyes with her. Then they heard a piercing sound from the balcony outside. The thieves were firing up a disc grinder that could cut through reinforced glass. At that moment, the attendant said, "Everyone, get out." Ms. Barker, a middle school teacher who has spent her career participating in active shooter drills, knew this was bad. She and her husband clasped hands and ran. They turned back only once as the same attendant pulled the doors closed and shouted, "Run." It was 90 minutes later before they told her the biggest heist that has ever happened there had just went down. And she was right there when it happened.
I mean, they had to have some people on the inside to be a lookout.
I don't know, Sam. I think they probably visited the museum, you know, went up on all the floors and thought, okay, strategically, this glass is the closest to this merchandise and would be the easiest from the outside. Like, you're not going to barge in through the front.
No.
So I think they did go in. I don't know that there was anyone inside at the time. There might have been.
I find it hard to believe that four Joe Schmoes came up with this plan, this perfect plan, by the way.
Perfect. They got caught.
Well, that's what I'm saying is I don't think it was them that came up with it to steal $88 million, although now it says $102 million.
It's been $102 for a week.
Experts say the cases that display the museum's most valuable items are normally designed to withstand 140 hammer blows or axe strikes, enough to exhaust a thief. They call the use of disc grinders, quote, innovative.
Innovative, okay.
They also now have reports that a former large-scale criminal had warned the Louvre multiple times after visiting,
yes,
saying, you guys better buck up on your security. Because...
Wait, a former criminal said that?
So right here, days after thieves took just minutes to steal eight pieces of French jewels from the Louvre, a former bank robber says he warned a museum official of glaring weaknesses, including jewel cases by street-side windows that were, quote, a piece of cake.
Oh. Wink, wink.
David Desclos talks like what he was, a pro who knew how to make alarms go quiet. In an interview with the Associated Press on Tuesday, just outside of the glass pyramid that you see at the Louvre, the reformed burglar said he flagged the gallery's windows and nearby display cases years ago after the Louvre invited him to the Apollo Gallery to weigh in for its 2020 in-house podcast about a historic 1792 theft. Says DeClos, have you seen those windows? They're a piece of cake. You can imagine anything. People in disguise slipping in through the windows. Through the windows, even from the roofs, there are plenty of ways in. Then came Sunday's heist. Authorities say two thieves in high visibility jackets, blah, blah, blah. We all know the story. Exactly what I predicted, says Desclos.
Yep. I'll tell you this, Sam. The one reason I think you're right that they either spent a lot of time inside as, quote, visitors looking around, or they had some help from the inside, is because if you look at all of the red dots where it shows the security cameras are, it looks like chicken pox. There's dots everywhere, except in the one area where they went in. There's only one camera in that area, and it does not capture the balcony.
But it wasn't Joe Schmo, Beavis, Butthead, and Bob who carried out the crime that did the lookout work. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to have gone in and cased the joint first.
Oh, without question.
There wasn't even a camera positioned anywhere to show in the control room the thieves ascending the balcony. They did go in the one spot that was a blind spot. Glaringly blind.
And why would it be that way? Here I go again. Here I go again.
How many people have been arrested?
Seven.
All right. So this whole caper probably had a good, what, dozen, 15, maybe even 20 people involved. From the low level breaking in and those casing the joint and all the way up to the people taking all the jewelry apart and the fences and...
Here's the other thing. You mentioned the fences, Ann. I'm looking at this now. Why is there a balcony outside of that window? The windows are locked and shut. You would have to break in to get in. There's no point in having a balcony there whatsoever.
How old is the building?
Well, the building is hundreds of years
old. Beautiful and hundreds of years old. But, like, you have to upgrade the building. And one of the things you would do is remove the ledge and the balcony outside the easiest point of entry.
Unless it was historic architecture.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks like wrought iron.
And the proper planning of this, by the way, would mean that the Dan mentioned 12 to 15 people. they know the people in their little group, right? So if you're part of the scout group, the only people that you know that are involved in the crime are the three other people part of your scout group. If you're part of the heist group, you only know the four people involved in the heist group, and your instructions are carry out the heist. We've got all this information that we've already collected for you. Drop off the jewels at this parking garage at this time. They don't know who they're meeting.
We've all seen the movies.
I know. Here's where El Sam is correct. Right? Here's where El Sam is correct. The targeted case was the one that the couple from Indianapolis was standing right in front of and was not the closest to the window. It was fifth in a line that stretched down the 200-foot gallery. So they came in, smashed their way in. They didn't even grab the stuff that was right there. They went all the way down to the fifth case and got what was in there. To Sam's point, they knew exactly what they were grabbing, or they would have just started grabbing willy-nilly the stuff that was right there.
Well, I bet you they had a sticky note in their pocket with a list.
Yes.
Why? Okay, would, I got that one. Check.
If you had, keep in mind, what they stole was worth a tenth of $1 billion, okay? We don't even know what they left behind, what they either didn't have time to get or didn't want to get, which had to be worth another hundred, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, right? Why are these windows not barred? It would not be aesthetically awful necessarily.
Put some wrought iron up.
And it, let's say you don't want to do it in outside, you know, because it might be aesthetically in poor taste for the Louvre, right? Mm-hmm. Why not put bars on the inside of the windows? I mean, who cares? You're there to look at jewels. You don't care that there are bars on the windows. It's almost too easy.
Because they thought that they were secure.
Hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah.
Glass is secure.
They thought they were secure. They obviously had a well-known, long-time, lifelong criminal telling them, I could steal that stuff easily. And they were like, nah.
The thieves remained calm while working, even as two museum guards tried to scare them off. One guard approached with a metal pole. One of the intruders waved him back.
Why would you be waved back if you have the weapon and they don't?
Maybe the inside jobs were wearing security badges.
913-586-7798. 586-7798.
You! Halt!
Oh,
no!
I'm going to leave. I have a weapon.
Don't forget, you got to get the seventh case, too. I mean, leave!
If you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I saw this on the news this morning. It is disturbing, to say the least. The Special Olympics is calling on Kid Rock to reject the R word after he said it during a nationally televised appearance on Fox News.
Come on.
Loretta Claiborne, Chief Inspiration Officer for the Special Olympics, the world's largest sporting organization for people with intellectual disabilities, addressed Rock's use of the slur in an open letter shared this week. Claiborne's letter comes after the American, the all-summer-long singer joked while on Fox News' Jesse Waters primetime on Friday that he was going to wear a mask, a COVID mask, for Halloween and go as an R.
My God.
Says Clay. And by the way, Jesse Waters laughed at that joke.
Oh, I'm sure.
He thought that was funny. He said, yeah, I'm going to wear a mask and I'm just going to go as an R. The R word, according to Claiborne, deeply demeans and harms people with intellectual disabilities. I'm writing to you personally with an urgent request. Please acknowledge the hurt caused and use this moment to stand with us in rejecting that word and the prejudice that it represents.
I recoil when I hear it.
I couldn't believe it when it wasn't even bleeped out, and I think maybe for effect. I believe I saw it on this one of the Sunday morning shows, or I can't remember, where they played the entire clip where Jesse Waters says, what are you going to go as for Halloween? And he said, I'm going to get a COVID mask, and I'm paraphrasing here. I'm going to wear the mask, I'm going to go door to door, and I'm going to be an R. And Jesse Waters goes,
Do you hear this story overnight? A truck crashed into ex-Independence mayor's home. Both the former mayor and her husband were in bed, asleep, and injured, and a man has been charged. And wait until the last sentence of the story, because they buried the lead. A Grain Valley man is facing charges after he crashed into the home of a former Independence mayor earlier this week, injuring her and seriously injuring her husband as they slept, according to prosecutors today. The Jackson County Prosecutor's Office has charged 53-year-old Keith Clausen with one felony count of second-degree assault and one count each of fourth-degree assault and operating a motor vehicle in a careless and imprudent manner that resulted in a crash. Shortly before 4:30 a.m. Tuesday, the truck he was driving slammed into the home of former Independence Mayor Eileen Weir and her husband Tom. They were sleeping. She says, today we are doing reasonably well. We have some healing to do, and we have to get our house repaired. But in the grand scheme of things, we are very, very fortunate it wasn't much worse. So basically, there's a giant hole in the side of their house. The truck came barreling through all the way to its rear axle. He tried to tell police at the scene he had swerved to miss another truck. The problem with that statement is there doesn't appear to be any evidence whatsoever that he swerved at all. In fact, police suspect he was driving under the influence of drugs with expired tags.
He told police officers he had smoked 7 to 8 rocks of crack cocaine prior to the accident.
That is correct.
Giving himself Suboxone.
Correct.
Mayor Weir's husband suffered broken ribs, a punctured lung, deep lacerations to his head and legs. The truck went in right at their bed, Scott. They were both catapulted out of bed by the crash. Okay.
He hit their house going 55 miles per hour.
In a 35 miles an hour zone. A breathalyzer test came back zero. They're waiting on the blood test, which is not going to be zero. And listen to the last sentence. This is not funny. Clausen, when he did the field sobriety test, had difficulty keeping his eyes open and fell forward multiple times while seated. He told the detective at the scene he believed he was in Wisconsin to purchase fentanyl to take back to a friend in Illinois.
The lights are on, but nobody's home.
I mean, you can only kill so many blood cells or brain cells before you don't have that many
Told
left.
The detective he believed he was in Wisconsin purchasing fentanyl to take back to a friend in Illinois.
That's called high as...
Yeah. I'm not so sure in his own mind he didn't see a truck and swerved. He probably saw a unicorn too.
Wow.
It was chilly this week.
It was. What does that have to do with unicorns?
Wisconsin.
Oh.
They like cold weather.
Unicorns like cold weather.
Everybody knows that.
And Wisconsinians.
Yeah.
Wisconites?
Wisconsin.
I think it is Wisconsinites. Why can't we be Kansanites? I like that.
Kanzonians.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What, Sam, will you look up what people from Wisconsin are called?
Sure.
Just because
I'm telling you it's Wisconsinites.
I bet it is Wisconsinites.
Well, you know what people in Alaska are called, right?
Alaskans? Alaskans?
Islanders. Wow. It is Wisconsinites, yeah.
Wisconsinites.
Okay, and then for my favorite story out of Florida, oh my God, Scott, we're posting this on social. You have to see the mugshots. It's glorious. Six nudists have been busted in their birthday suits for stripping down at the wrong Florida beach. Wrong beach to go nude? No buts about it. Six people have been arrested for stripping down on a Florida beach while the nearby nudist one that they were looking for was temporarily closed. The nudists were busted in their birthday suits at Little Mud Creek Beach in Fort Pierce on Saturday while using it as a substitute for the clothing optional Blind Creek Beach next door. I'm going to show you their mugshots. It says arrested, and the charge is exposure of sexual organs.
Oh. Oh.
Sam, they're all smiling.
Oh, yeah, they are.
One of their names is Elmer.
They're like 80 years old.
Except one guy named Nicholas Ramos.
If there's one younger dude.
Who's in his late 20s, early 30s.
Now, that's the guy we really need to look into.
What was he doing?
Yeah, why are you hanging out with
all these octogenarians?
Right? Not just octogenarians.
Daniel, Donald, Jatane,
Elmer,
and Steven were all... arrested. Look at the look on Elmer's face. Come and get me.
Come and get me.
I'd rather not, sir. I'd rather not.
What is the attraction, and I use that in loose terms, with going to a nudist colony or nudist beach?
Well, the outgoing Blind Creek Beach renovation project may be an inconvenience to beachgoers, it does not permit the use of undesignated public areas as extensions of the designated nude optional beach.
What if you're a guy and you're having a bad day? If you know what I mean. A
little chilly out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cold water.
I mean, do you just, you check before you get out of the car and then you're like, I better not go today.
I don't think they think about it that
One of the
way.
Elderly nudists told CBS 12, I just like a tan with no tan line.
Go to a tanning bed.
The other nudist said, I don't feel I'm harming anyone. We sure about that, Elmer?
Well.
Cover it up.
Harming them physically or mentally?
And how come the people...
Can't unsee that, Elmer.
How come the people that go to nudist beaches and nudist colonies are never good-looking?
That's part of the point.
They're never good-looking people.
You have to reach a certain level of IDGAF.
I don't... Okay.
Officials have had to post signs at Little Mud Creek warning people cover up, and deputies have increased patrols to curb nudity at the beach since the nude beach shut down. Why don't we just reopen the nude beach and Elmer will go back to where Elmer belongs?
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Story here from CBS News. Businesses around the United States are desperate for pennies.
This came up today.
President Trump's decision to stop producing the penny earlier this year is leaving some merchants short of the 1 cent coin and struggling to give customers exact change. Unable to order fresh supplies of pennies, banks are also rationing pennies.
No, stop rationing them. They just go away. It costs 5 cents to make something worth 1 cent, and no one uses change like that anymore. I was at the post office today getting my passport updated, and the woman to our right said, I'm sorry, do you have a penny? And the clerk goes,
no one does, lady.
Then she looks at the guy helping us and he goes, I think there's a couple in that drawer right there. I wanted to say, lady, maybe you don't read the news. Totally cool. We're getting rid of those. Let's just call it even. No one wants your penny. No one needs the penny. Don't give a penny. Don't take a penny. Let's just be done with the penny.
Have you ever been in a store where, and I know you don't pay with cash very often, but I do, and I've actually had this happen to me before.
Okay.
Where, like, let's say I'm at a convenience store.
Okay.
And I'm getting one of my Gatorade Zeros that I like to bring in.
Yeah.
Every day, right? And let's say it comes up to 304. And this has happened to me before, where I hand them $3. And I think they're just going to eat the 4 cents. And the cashier said to me, Do you have 4 cents?
No, they're not going to eat 4 cents.
And so I have in the past reached back into my wallet and grabbed another dollar so I can walk out with 96 cents.
Right.
Yeah.
But if everybody did that times a billion, you know,
1,500 transactions a day. If you lose 4 cents on 1,500 transactions a day, all of a sudden you're losing a lot more than 4 cents.
Is it $4 or $400 or 40? Don't make me do math.
I will count you 99 cents 7 days a week and twice on Sunday.
All right. Here's a number. 1 million. I love this story.
We do now have signs at my other Sunday activity on the counters that say, if we run out of pennies, it will be rounded down to the nearest nickel.
Round down.
If you have 1,500 transactions, and on each transaction, you eat 4 cents,
right?
You're losing $60 a day.
Okay.
Okay, now multiply that times 365.
Okay, I know, I get your point, but we're going to be rounding down from this point forward because there are no pennies.
$21,900.
Times, I don't know, 60 years. How long has the company been in business?
Okay, really?
Hang on. I'm 60. You've just lost $1.3 million.
That's a lot of money.
Your point is taken. On to New York. A squatting nanny has made a couple's lavish $1 million New York farmhouse a living hell. I am always fascinated by the squatter stories. A wealthy couple who thought they had found their dream nanny to help their newborn daughter soon found themselves living a nightmare when the caregiver allegedly refused to leave their lavish upstate New York home after things turned sour. Oh, so not only won't she leave, you're all fighting.
Good times.
Barbara Molnar checked all the boxes that Jamie and her husband, Philip Nordenstrom, were looking for when she answered their ad on Nanny Lane in the summer of 2024. The mom of four with two grandkids was definitely absolutely in love with children, Jamie recalled, and Molnar was hired part-time for 18 hours a week at $25 an hour. Her experience as a parent and nanny was a much-needed asset to the new parents. She baked teething biscuits and read German books and did all of these things, and they wanted their child to grow up bilingual, so she was sort of teaching her German, which is all great, right? Until things weren't so great. And in fact, it did not take long for things to implode. Molnar moved in and then started defying every rule the couple had. Though she was told the guest house was pet-free, she brought her yellow lab. She asked if her son could come over Christmas while on break from boarding school, but was still there mid-January. Molnar also allegedly refused to clean up after herself in the shared spaces of the property, or if the dog pooped in the garden or inside the home. The couple tried to keep the peace. Tried. However, the couple returned from Philip's native Sweden in June, found teenagers hanging out at their pool, no room in either of their fridges for their groceries, and a vacuum clogged with dog hair. They shut the party down, went to sleep, only to be awakened by their nanny making a racket in the kitchen.
Can you describe the racket?
The whole situation was so bizarre, said Jamie. We didn't know what to do.
Raise your own kid?
Nope. They fired her. Very funny, Sam. They fired her, and you know what Molnar said? Nope. You don't know the law. I have lived here. I have gotten mail here. I have a designated parking space. She refused to leave. And Scott, we've talked about these stories before.
I don't get it.
I think the law is on her side.
And the law is dumb. This is my property.
Quoting here from Jamie, we knew at this point she had engaged with us. The whole thing was a scam. Not to be a nanny. She had engaged with us just to access our home.
Yep.
Well, that doesn't make any sense because she has her own home that her own children live in.
No, she doesn't, Sam. In fact, there was another case back in 2021 where she refused to move out. And so what these people do is they just bog you down in legal. You can't kick them out. It takes, what, a year to get somebody out?
Where are her kids? The nannies.
He's an adult. He was away at holiday at school.
He's grown and flown. Hmm.
So yeah, she can get that they can get that nanny out, but it's going to take
6 months.
Yeah.
She has her own place out back, and Scott, she's not leaving.
Make me.
You know what I would do, honestly? It's your home, okay? It's your house. So you change all the locks in the main house. You do that first, quietly. Change all the locks in the main house.
You don't have to do it quietly. And then, I got the key.
At your own expense, you hire a bulldozer to come smash down the property out back. There's no other way.
Just east wing that thing?
Just east wing it. Really? In one fell swoop.
Fell or foul?
That's a really bad idea.
It's a gorgeous outback property, but...
Until the lady stays in there and is dead, and now you're charged with murder.
They have filed a lawsuit against her where they claim she is not a nanny. She is a professional...
squatter.
Con artist. Yes. With a well-documented history of ingratiating herself with well-off individuals, unlawfully occupying their property in bad faith, and then refusing to...
Let me ask you something. We've talked about squatting a couple of times recently. It's my understanding all you have to do to qualify as a squatter, if you will, is to get mail at that address. Is that correct?
You need proof of residence. In some states, that is as simple as the presence of a toothbrush in the bathroom or a pair of underwear in a dresser drawer.
Okay, or mail name on it to that address.
Mail
okay.
is a certified proof of residence.
Okay. You would not want to go anywhere near this woman's underwear. A judge in this case has said, you've got to get out. I'm going to tell you.
Maybe she wears a thong.
You've got to get out, and he gave a restraining order against her for the couple, okay? When she finally left, Jamie, the wife, found the guest house soaked in urine. It was placed so precisely, it did not come from the dog. The mattress and comforter were drenched, rugs bogged down to such a degree that the liquid seeped through the floorboards. When Molnar was asked about all the urine, she said, quote, maybe it was a bear.
What state is this?
This is in New York. This is in upstate
they do have bears.
New York.
And I would be willing to bet that their squatter rights laws are far and wide.
Mm-hmm. So here's my point back to the mail at the house.
This is crazy.
What would prevent someone from renting an Airbnb, okay, during the World Cup next summer in Kansas City and staying in that Airbnb for 3 weeks, okay? And it doesn't take but a day or two to start getting mail with your name on it at an address.
With an Airbnb, though, there's a contract.
Right.
You do sign a contract saying, we're coming on Monday, we're leaving on Thursday, we're paying up front $500. And I'm guessing Airbnb has a clause in there that says you can't squat. Like, by signing this, you are agreeing that you do not have any claim to this property.
Refusal to vacate this property at the termination of this contract will be qualified as trespassing.
She's also sued the couple for wrongful termination.
Was she watching the kids?
No! She's crazy. She's not even a nanny. She just did this to get into their house.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Jim in Shawnee. Jim, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a landlord. I have several properties, and it's not for the faint of heart. I'll give you that.
Amen. I've been one before. I hated it.
It's not easy, but I can retire now. So there's a,
there you go. You know,
a lot of landlords that said they all gripe about it, but they don't want to sell them. But that kind of stuff happens mostly in New York and California for sure. And all my leases are 30-day vacate notices. None of them have a year-long lease. And that's because if they want to leave, I want them to leave too. I don't want them to be shackled to a lease that they have to stay in. And if you follow that lease, and you can have them leave for, and it says in my leases, for any reason that's unhealthy for me or my house,
yep,
you got a 30-day vacate notice. And the county, I live in, my house is in Wyandotte County. The sheriff's department, after you go through the process, it takes 30 days. They will come and move the stuff out of that house.
Oh, wow.
And put it on the curb. And that's a fact in Kansas.
How many times have you had to do that, Jim?
I've never had to have them come over and move stuff out. Because most of the time when that kind of thing happens, those people have been there before and they know it will really happen.
They know, yeah.
But I also try to treat people really well. And most of the time it pays off. But so every once in a while, you get people who are really good at putting themselves out there as good people, and they're just not. But you can get them out in 30 days in Kansas.
Good.
Those people, I wouldn't own property in California or New York for any amount of them. I wouldn't take it if you gave it to me with the way those rules that they have there. They're so liberal.
And they have to cover up those loopholes, Jim, because it's not even political anymore. It's happening to everybody, all income levels, all sides of the aisle. They've got to cover those loopholes.
Well, what they don't understand, and the same thing where people are saying with this stuff happening with SNAP and everything, that, you know, talk to your landlord and maybe he won't make you pay your rent that month. He's got to pay his mortgage.
Right.
And it doesn't make sense to say one person has to sacrifice his income for this other person. And it's really hard, but 30 days in Kansas.
Jim, thank you for the call. From our friends at Fox 4, a popular roller coaster at Worlds of Fun has been temporarily shut down due to multiple safety violations.
Which one?
The big one, the Mamba.
Oh,
really?
Mike O'Connell with the Missouri Department of Public Safety said that the Division of Fire Safety received an email about safety concerns. A woman said she had been there a few weeks ago with her child. A few weeks ago. And her son's lap belt did not lock snugly around the child's waist. So on Thursday morning, a Division of Fire Safety Amusement Ride inspector went to the park to conduct an inspection and found that multiple belts on the ride failed to lock tightly as required. In fact, more than 20 were not functioning properly when they inspected them this morning. Does the Mamba go upside down?
It does. I'm looking at it right now.
The Mamba does not go upside down.
I believe it does. I think there's one loop. I'm looking at it right now, Sam.
I've ridden it 1,000 times.
More than 20 lap belts were not functioning properly. A lap belt or seat belt's retractor is required to lock tight.
Sam, Google image Mamba Worlds of Fun. There is one loop on it.
The ride has been red tagged and cannot operate until repairs are made. So people have been riding on this thing for 3 weeks since she noticed it and complained.
What it's famous for is a gigantic drop And they, I even bought the picture when Maya and I and Sarah went to Worlds of Fun many years ago.
In fact, the drop would be more dangerous.
The drop is gigantic.
The drop would be more dangerous than the loop, because at least with the loop, you're, the force is shoving you back. With the drop, your body is trying to come out.
Yeah. Sam, are you seeing the same picture I am?
I know for absolute certainty. I'll bet $1 billion if I had it. The Mamba does not go upside.
Okay,
down.
Well then, this picture is false. But whatever.
What if you're flying out of it at 100 miles an hour? Then do you go upside down?
Well, the
potentially.
The drop is
the drop is significant, God. And then it loops you around twice after
I'm
the big
telling
drop.
You, the older I get, there are certain things that are just is non-starter anymore, and I'm telling you, the roller coaster is one of them. I'm out.
I'm just glad my kids have kind of aged out of this stuff, so I don't have to deal with it anymore.
Now, the Patriot, that goes upside down.
Ugh.
Love the Patriot.
A number of people are saying there's no loop on the Mamba. Right. Okay, then the picture that I saw is...
We don't want mislabeled. To diminish the seriousness of 20 seatbelts not working on it.
Quick break for the news. Dan
Weinbaum. Hang on, honey.
Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott. Hey, if you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. We'll see you on the other side.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.